Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
It always works so much better when you hit the right buttons. You know what I'm saying? Joe Messina, your host, just to the real side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. And I know some of you who just joined in the show, you know, we do a whole thing. You know, we have a whole hour before this hour. Some of you I know join late or what have you. You can always get the show on your iPhone or Android app, and if you don't know where to get it, then maybe you don't have an iPhone or an Android for that matter. But you know, there's always a way to get the show from the segment before the hour before, or weeks or months or even years. Yeah, we've been around for a little while. Listen, if you want to get notified that the show is going to start or notified what we're talking about and what we're doing, you can either sign up for the email. And some of you, I know, you hate email, but if you want to sign up for email, head over to the website. We've got a whole area that you can give me your email address. I don't send one out every day. I don't send out two a day. That irritates me. I would never do that to you. And if you don't want the emails, then do the text messaging. That's even easier. Just text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. Okay. Had a lot of fun with Kimberly in the last hour. I mean, really, some of the crazy, crazy stories going on. We were talking about how in Boston, my hometown, matter of fact, actually the area I grew up in the north end of Boston, where we were talking about the needles that the little kids, I mean, little kids should not have to be worried about stepping on, sitting on, running into needles in a playground. This is ridiculous. So what happens? The mayor of Boston comes out and he says, this is tragic. This is a terrible thing. And our kids shouldn't have to put up with this. And I agree with him fully. But what's he go on to say? We need to teach. We need to re-educate these people that are using drugs and sleeping in the parks and what have you, how to properly dispose of their needles. I'm not trying to be cold here, but does anybody else find that kind of problematic? How about we keep them out of the parks? Right, especially the parks that are right next to the schools. How about we enforce the law a little bit? Get them the help that they need. I'm not saying just throw them in jail. Let's get them the help that they need. Because I am not interested in one or two or three persons' drug habit when it comes to 30, 40, or 50 kids playing in a playground and me not having to worry about it. When my child's at school playing in that playground, I don't have to worry about him accidentally falling on a needle or stepping on one or even just holding one to try to figure out what it's all about and what it is. I'm telling you, people, we've lost our minds when it comes to just plain old everyday common sense. I know, I'm a conservative Republican, so I have no compassion. I got that. I do have compassion. I have more compassion for the 30 kids in that playground than I have for the couple of drug addicts. And I'm not, and again, get somebody out there to help them. If you have an uptick and how many needles and things like that are there at the park, then get some more oversight there. Get some more people there to watch over it. Get law enforcement. I don't care who it is. Law enforcement officials, whatever. City officials that can help out. So if you really want to help those people, in my mind, helping them is not teaching them how to use a clean or how to dispose of a needle properly. I love this. I am sure that the first thing that somebody who shoots up thinks about After they shoot up, it's where am I going to dispose of this needle properly so some young child doesn't run into it? I'm sure that's the first thing in their mind. Come on. Can we use a little common sense? Can we use a little reason? And I always hear about how much more they care about our kids than we do. If you do, then do something to protect the kids. And educating the drug addict is not protecting the kids. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Today is Millennial Monday. I always enjoy today. And I've got Chelsea O with me. I always love when she's with me, too, because she is going to enlighten me, educate me, and help me understand the millennial mind. I got to come up with a theme for that, like, da, 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 the millennial mind.
That would be awesome. I would love a little catchphrase or, you know, a little jingle. Hey, regarding your last comment you just made about the needles.
Yes.
So are they going to put, like, you know, little doggy bag disposals along the street? Orange ones?
They have them. They have these, they're almost like, you know, you're right, you know, the doggy disposal things? Well, they have them up on poles so that when they shoot up, they can throw the needle in there.
Oh. Right?
But come on, who?
The kid's going to do it.
There you go. Let's teach the little kids how to
clean up after their parents or after their adults, right?
Oh, I like that, though. That's probably close. No, but I mean, seriously, isn't that kind of ridiculous? You know, if you got young children, the only thing I want to worry about is whether they're going to scrape their knee deep enough to need stitches, not if they're going to check, you know, stumble on a needle or anything like that. You shouldn't have to worry about that when your kids are at school.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, and you don't. I'm not going to give away any secrets, but you don't have any children yet. But someday, if you should, you're going to look at that and go, really? Do we have to do this?
Absolutely, yeah.
All right. So I sent you some stories earlier today. I was having a moment from the weekend from some of the stories that I read. And I don't know if you heard the last hour, but Kimberly was on with me, and she says she works with a lot of millennials. And it seems like the millennials in New Hampshire are much different than they are here in California with the stories that she reads. So I guess part of what I want, just the basics, help us understand the basic millennial culture. What do they want? What do they value? How do they feel about government? They want more involvement or less involvement?
It's a hard thing to put my finger on for a couple reasons. First is the millennial generation is pretty vast, and I would say that the term millennial gets used for all young people under 40, but, you know, they are, most of them are out of college now, the actual millennial set.
Ooh.
And
out of mom's basement, I hope, but we'll talk about that.
I don't think so. We'll have to get into more detail.
We'll then on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to go far. Chelsea's going to stay with us. I've got her locked in her secret location. We'll be back in a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
This is Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Always a plea. Appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Be part of the conversation. Get informed. Get engaged. Look at, you don't have to agree with what we're saying, but listen, take notes. Give some honest thought to it. Work through it honestly. Don't spew. I hate when people spew party lines. I hate when people spew ideological lines. You need to truly be able to express and believe and discuss what it is you believe. Otherwise, you're just a Borg member. You're just doing what everybody else is doing. You're just doing what makes you feel good. It's not the way to be. It really isn't. You don't get anywhere that way. Anyway, today's Millennial Monday, and I love having Chelsea O on with me. Now, you have to pronounce your last name, because I always feel bad about massacring your last name. Well, why don't you try that after I hit the mic switch?
It's Orzechowski.
There you go. Okay. And I, you know, when I was a kid, Messina, which not that hard to say, they used to massacre it. Musina, Messima. It was just, I was like, come on, it isn't that hard. Seriously? Anyway, but always love when you're on me, and I mean that sincerely, because I have had some millennials on. I've had, you know, people who talk about the millennials, but I've actually been able to work with you for a while and interact with you, and I was just telling you during the break, I love the fact that you and I can disagree on something or not be on the same page with something, but you come by it honestly. It's not just a something you've read in a magazine or come by your Twitter feed. You believe in this stuff. So you were explaining to us, you were working and telling us, you know, give us some ideas of where the millennials are at, what their values are. How do we, how does the old guy in the room work with them?
Okay, so a couple of things that come to my mind is, first, I was trying to say millennials aren't these college kids that everyone's thinking of, or high schoolers. The oldest millennial, based on the generation, is 38. The youngest is 23. So we hope most of them are out of college or maybe getting a master's or a doctorate. And so we're in the life. We are in adulthood now. We are parents. We're married. We are full swing in our careers. Maybe not all of those things, but hopefully at least one of those things. And I think the word millennial gets demonized a lot in the media, mm-hmm. instead of shifting to maybe like leftist or far right for some cases, right? There's unusual people on both sides.
Right.
But perspective-wise, is we're just trying to catch up, I feel like.
What do you mean?
Catch up. So, not exactly sure.
Well, I kind of get what you're saying, but when we were kids, my generation, well, even my kids, when we were kids, we were kind of forced into working through things. There was an expectation that when we were 18, if we weren't in college, we didn't have a job, we were gone. We were out of the house. We were expected to have a driver's license. We were expected to have a job no matter what. There were things that we were expected to do. I'm not so sure you were taught that growing, or your generation was taught that growing up, that there were truly expectations that you would be at certain places at 18, at 20, at 22. Am I off?
No, I think you're right. That actually helps me get my train of thought back on track. So my family, from my perspective as a young adult or in high school, did very well. And the constant push in high school was get good grades, be involved in extracurriculars, mm-hmm. and go to college. So it was college, 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 college. Then when you get to college, you're having student loan and student aid, financial mm-hmm. aid, to pay for your schooling. And then in my case, not in all cases, my parents supplemented that with living expenses. So, you know, you're transitioning to college, but college isn't, you know, what it's cracked up to be, so to speak. Like, we're not sitting there having these deep dialogues that they depict in movies. Like, you're expecting this, you know, Goodwill Hunting kind of education, you know, where you're having a really deep dialogue with a teacher or a professor, and there's a back and forth. You don't have that at all, and it's a lot of memorization too.
It's very hard, but it's, you know, today in college, and we talk about this all the time in the show, it has been taken over by the left. It is taken over by a lot of liberal professors. So I don't know how you can have an open, real, honest conversation when it comes to dialogue in college anymore. I don't see how you can do it. And unless you're actually in college for more of the, you know, sciences, if you would, things that are very specific, they're very black and white. I don't, you know, how you go and have classes on social justice issues. I don't know how you do that when you majority of the teachers lean left. I don't know how that happens.
It's hard for me to relate to. You know, my major was business administration. I did very well. Some of the classes were just terminology and theory. We did a lot of HR. We did a lot of definitions. One class, I only had to memorize definitions, and we competed who knew the most definitions in a Jeopardy format. I loved that professor. He was awesome outside the classroom as a free thought person, but like in the classroom was interesting.
He got you engaged, though, didn't he?
What?
He got you engaged. He got
you engaged.
And I joke with people all the time that I had a history teacher that had a monotone voice. You ever have a teacher with a monotone voice? No inflection. Got excited about nothing. Got
AP me excited calculus, about calculus, senior year, slept through the first semester.
Well, calculus, you'd have to be pretty animated.
She had a giant ball of lint.
So now I'm not going to be able to get that in my head. But my history teacher turned me on to history. And as hard as he tried to be animated, he was just lousy at it. But he explained it so well, and he brought it to life so well, and he just laid it out as to what these guys gave up and what this country went through and what have you, that history has always been a favorite thing of mine. So it's all about the teacher. Now, I don't know. I went to school in the 70s. I don't know any of the leanings of any of my teachers at school because I don't remember any of them saying, you know, Republicans suck, Democrats are great, liberals are... I don't remember any of that. It was very matter-of-fact in most of my classes. You don't have that today.
I didn't have that.
Really?
I don't recall. I mean, let's back up. I went to CSU Stanislaus in Turlock, California.
Okay.
There is, like, more churches to people than anywhere else in the world, I hear. That fact might be incorrect now, but when I was there, that was their big thing.
Wow.
They even did a movie there. It'll come to me. But, yes, I would say it was a relatively peaceful conservative campus in general, too. So it's hard for me to say if that state school would have been as crazy if it was put in Los Angeles or San Francisco.
Okay. When we come back, we're going to talk about a couple of things like more conservative or libertarian values. Why is there such a lack of commitment around among a lot of millennials?
Okay.
We'll deal with that on the other side of the break. Joe Pesci, your host. Don't go far. A lot of good stuff coming up shortly. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Democrats have now subpoenaed Rudy Giuliani, the president's personal lawyer, who was at the heart of Trump's efforts to get Ukraine to investigate political rival Joe Biden's family. That was after one of Trump's staunchest defenders, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, has now said he would have no choice but to consider articles of impeachment if the House approves them. Democrats moved aggressively against Giuliani, requesting by October 15th text messages, phone records, and other communications that they referred to as possible evidence. Schools in Montana took their earliest snow days in history after a blizzard dumped several feet of snow, while plunging temperatures threatened crops across other parts of the Rocky Mountains in an unusually early blast of wintry weather. Freeze warnings are in effect in parts of Utah and Idaho, and temperatures are expected to drop into the lower teens in each of those states, as well as Montana, in the overnight hours. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Please answer the question.
We are back. Yes, for my 70s friends. Happy, happy music, right? Because there's no miserable music in the 70s. Find me music that was like, oh, there wasn't any. It was all happy. What was it? Sex, drugs, and rock and roll, I guess, is what they used to say it was. But anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Millennial Monday. You should be tuning in for this because some of you old farts that keep asking me questions, don't ask me. I don't know if you've noticed. I am not a millennial. I'm not there. I am far away from those days. But that's what we need to bring people on that we can honestly have conversations with, that we can understand, we can get along with. And that's why I brought Chelsea on with me because, you know, we've been interacting, I think, about a year now.
March.
Okay. Well, to my age, that's forever.
Yeah, no, half a year. Well, we see each other, you know, at least once or twice a month in person and then text. Yes, I text with Joe a lot.
See, that's you people. I just said that to my son. Sent me a text. Said, you know, my generation, we talk to each other, you know, on text.
You know what? People, I bet you turn around and call your son, though. Or do
yes.
you?
Yes.
He's texting you. He's reaching out. Instead of texting back, you pick up the phone and call him.
After one or two texts, I'm like, stop.
You know? Yeah. I love my mom dearly, but we will have a nice long text. I call her in the morning on the way to work.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what I say. It's even with my daughter, we go back and forth a couple of times, like, all right, what's going on? I can't keep up with this.
We're enabling too much. We are, you know, giving in to what the children, at one point we were all children, what the children want.
You know, though, and I know this is going to sound old, but I believe this. There's no feeling in a text. I can't hear in your voice how you're accepting what I'm saying. I can't hear in your voice whether you're understanding what I'm saying, where I'm not trying to be mean, but I'm trying to explain something to you. And sometimes in a text, I know I've heard other people afterwards say, I think he was mad at me. I think he, well, why don't you pick up the phone and call him and you would know.
Can I give you the millennial response to that?
Yeah, go ahead.
That's why they invented emojis.
Oh, my God. Can somebody bring my walker in? Because I don't get any of this.
Like, you suck with a smiley face and your tongue sticking out is like a ha-ha-ha-ha-ha. Oh, versus, God. Like, you suck with the angry face or, like, big red exclamation mark is an angry. Listen. I even have an emoji now that looks just like me, and I can make it do all sorts of things, and I love it.
Are you
I love it.
I don't use emojis. I'm still doing the LOL thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, but you know, one thing that is a pet peeve, even for me, I do not like when people speak in abbreviations.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like it when someone says out loud, LOL.
Yeah.
Or LMAFO or whatever that acronym is. Yeah, I can't even say it.
Do you know how I got my kids out of using terms I didn't understand?
Hmm.
When you want money from me, you call it money. You call it anything else, I don't know what you're talking about. So you know what you get from me? Nothing. I can't give you what I don't know. You want something from me, you need to ask me in English that I understand.
Okay.
And that helped.
What happened that made you start that rule?
I think what happened was, you know, they were talking about stuff, or they would sit down and have a conversation with me, and I'd have to stop, 'cause I don't know what you're talking about. Use English. Use sixth grade English, because I'm not getting this conversation.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what it was. And it was finally, look, all that other stuff you talk about, it's not important. I don't really need to understand it if it makes you feel better to talk about it. But when you sit down and have a financial issue,
yeah,
and you're talking all around and I don't understand the terminologies, I can't help you.
We're so scared of, like, rejection or, like, lack of pride. Like, oh, my father or my husband or someone's going to be upset with me and not proud of me. But communication's so important. You know, my husband and I got married a year ago in November. We've been together now.
Wow, congratulations.
Yeah, almost there. Celebration. And then 6 years we were together, 5 to 6 years. And at the beginning when we started talking about, like, finances and stuff like that, because we knew early we were going to get married, it was hard. You know, I kind of danced around the truth. But now, I mean, I can, if he asks to look at, like, my credit card statement or my bank statement, like, I know what's mine is yours and what's yours is mine. And I can take it out and show it with little fear. It's still uncomfortable, but especially if you were asked to do something to, you know, build your savings so we can buy a house and you didn't do that, for example. So personal responsibility, like, my generation, and I think a lot of people, always have a hard time talking about politics, religion, and finance. But finances, I should say, should be something we should be able to talk about. It's not as polarizing. It's like, do you want a future success or not?
2 years. Well, your generation, which is sad, was taught heavily about credit cards and credit and that kind of thing. Where my generation, it was kind of okay, but not really okay. There were certain things you should just pay cash for. My mother's generation was the only thing you were allowed to put on credit was a house. Everything else you should be able to pay for or wait for. But, you know, come back to what you said a second ago. It's funny. You know, Tammy and I will be celebrating 20 years this year, this November.
Nice. Congratulations.
And I like to say, and she would agree, we've never had a fight. We've talked things through. She's not the enemy. I don't look at her that way. When we have a difference of opinion, we have a difference of opinion. And, but I believe we trust each other. We have same PIN number. I mean, there's nothing that she has to go look for. She knows how I do my passwords. I know how she does hers. That kind of stuff. I think when you're in a relationship, and here I'm going to get a lot of people crazy, when you're hiding stuff.
Yeah.
No matter how small it is, the other person's going, well, why? I mean, I sleep next to you. You can slit my throat while I'm out cold, and yet I'm hiding my PIN number from you. What sense does that make?
Yeah, those kind of things, I it's silly. Like, my husband, whatever he needs to know, he's more than welcome, and I think the same. I mean, he doesn't even, I don't know.
Personal observation.
Yeah.
I just go, you know, if you married this woman, you trusted her enough to marry her and vice versa, then why wouldn't you trust her enough or her trust you enough to have your banking information, your all that stuff? It just doesn't make any sense.
Well,
anyway,
people make bad decisions. Maybe they aren't really the right person. I don't know.
At that point, it's time to reverse the decision or something. I don't know. But All right, so we were going to talk about conservative values versus libertarian values, liberal values. Where do you think most millennials fit in that? And the other thing that I've noticed, which is big with millennials, and I say it's a lack of commitment because you're waiting longer to get married, you're waiting longer to have kids, you don't really buy houses. And the other thing that I noticed, we did a story a couple of weeks ago, you don't really buy cars anymore. You do these short leases and these short-term purchases or rental agreements. You know what I mean? It's no commitment, if you would. And all of those, in my mind, is no commitment. Help me understand.
Again, another thing that's difficult for me to kind of relate to, because I always wanted to get married. I was going to get married. Didn't matter who. No, I'm just kidding.
You hear that, Peter?
No. So it's hard because I always wanted that, like, white picket fence. I wanted a house. I wanted a husband. Like, I knew what I wanted.
Mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong with that. It's great.
Yeah. I think for me personally, where I struggled a lot, where I could have used a lot more toughness, a lot more guidance, was fiscal responsibility. Mm-hmm. And I think that's one of the major reasons why I'm now call myself Republican or conservative, is because I like fiscal conservatism a lot. Mm-hmm. I wish that credit cards were discussed with me in a more serious manner. Savings was important. I can't really put into words, but I always spent everything I had. Like, I would babysat, I would go buy clothes. I didn't save it. No one pushed me to save it. My parents made me pay for zero to none, like nothing, little right. to none. And I am a much more sound person now after having lived with my husband's parents for a short period of time. They're much more...
Well, they come from
a different background.
They come from a different
From having very little.
Yep.
Whereas my family, I think, always had what they needed. I remember having a conversation with my mom and my husband, where my husband asked about mom and daughter arguing.
Yeah.
And my mom said, "Oh, that's just how it is," and we just think that now, like, that shouldn't be how it is.
I'm Joe with Your House. Don't go for a lot more about millennials. It's Millennial Monday. You need to know about them. You need to work with them. You need to be with them. We'll be back in a few minutes.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
No, you don't. It always looks good from the outside when you're running for office, when you're looking to get ahead. I got to tell you something. Anyway, I'm Joe, the senior host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure. Look, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. Lots you can do there. Give me your email address. I only send out one email a week. I don't try to make people crazy with two and three emails a day or even two or three a week. Also, get involved in the conversation. Look, if you want to get text alerts letting you know when the show's coming on, you want to text TRS to 77222, TRS to 77222. But you know what? Get informed, get engaged. Don't spew the party line. I get nuts. I don't even spew the Republican Party line. I get in trouble with other Republicans because I don't spew the Republican Party line. We're no better than the group that you rail on when all you do is spew what you've been told to spew by the guys that are further up than you are, if you would. You know, we're just the, I'll keep it clean. We're just a rank and file. I'll put it that way. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Chelsea joins me.
Hey.
She will every Millennial Monday. We're going to do this every other week for a while until you really get the bug, and then we'll probably do it every week.
I bet you it will get to that point. It will definitely get to that point.
But I think, listen, I think it's important for us to discuss because people, you know, put their hand up now. Older people go like, I'm not, oh, she's a millennial. No, we're not hiring her. And to your point earlier, there are people from all walks of life that are millennials that are a little different and what have you. So I think it's good to talk and get it out there on the table. So we're going to talk about adulting in a minute, but before we went to the break, what I said to you was this kind of lack of commitment thing that I feel based on the stories we do on the show. I can't tell you from personal experience, but all these programs that have come up that are aimed at millennials, you know, the short-term cars, whether it's leasing or purchasing, or now they're even calling them renting, you're waiting longer to buy homes, and you're waiting longer to get married, you're waiting longer to do all these things. Some of the interviews I hear, it almost sounds like there's a fearful thing. You're not sure it's going to work out. You're not sure you're going to keep your job. Some say, I don't want to be tied down. I want to be able to do what I want to do when I want to do it.
Yep, I think it's a little bit of both. I think we have this thing that's called FOMO, fear of missing out. And we see that through Instagram. I think Instagram is a big perpetrator of that, where all it is a single picture, and people work so hard to make that picture perfect. And so we want that too. So for travel is a big one. You know, we shouldn't buy a house because that means we are tied down to the ball and chain of always paying that. We can't. It's more difficult to just up and travel, you know, up and go and do something. So there's that. I think that there's this constant plethora of information that we see because we're on our phones, we're on the computer all the time, and it's distracting. And we just our world is bigger when we want to see more of it. And there's also the fear too. I do think the fear is there too. Like, will I go under if I take on this burden? If you have a shorter length of time that you are able to get out of and it has a smaller amount of financial commitment, the bailout seems more manageable.
Interesting. Yeah, because again, it goes back to we were told there were certain things that were going to happen in our lives. There were certain bumps that you had to get ready for, to your point earlier about saving money or having a bit of a cushion. That was very much discussed, and whether it was finances and jobs, I can remember it was very mixed when I was a kid growing up. It was, if you can't find a job that you really love, find one you can tolerate, because you have to feed yourself, you have to feed your family, you have to be able to live. Now I find, and even when I was doing a lot of interviews at one time in hiring people, as the millennials were starting to come up, the first question wasn't how much am I getting paid. It was how flexible are my hours going to be?
Yep. I would say that is where I fall into the millennial vibe, because I absolutely love what I do and I love my job and I want to go in there every day and do what I do. But part of the reason I'm there and it also makes it very appealing is I have the flexibility to leave early and come in early. To make up the times, like as long as the projects get done, I'm averaging 40 hours a week and the job is done right, then I have the opportunity to kind of, if I need to go to one of my club meetings, that's leave work a few hours early. I really love that. I do. So I don't know how to explain it. I think it really comes down to, you see, like Facebook, for example, so many events. Ooh, that looks cool. Ooh, that looks cool. I want to go to that. And you want to go and do everything. You do not want to miss out on life. And they push that. So I think that's why we are more concerned about that versus the amount you get paid.
It's almost like this mindset, as happens with the video games, it's kind of a constant simulation. I've got to have something to do. I've got to be able to do this. I don't know. It was, again, my generation was different. We knew there would be a lot of mundane, but then you would create your excitement during your vacation time, during other things that you would do from time to time, you know?
I think also maybe people forget the enjoyment of just being able to hang out with your neighbors. My husband and I have really great friends here in town. And during the summer when I was hurt and I really couldn't go out, we were at their house almost every single weekend. And it was just nice to have a barbecue, hang out in their pool.
Mm-hmm. And that's the difference between millennials and others. It's all right. We have a button. Hopefully they got the button. They hit it.
Well, I apologize.
That's all right. It's all right. I'll send the fine to you. It's all right. But even so, you're right. I mean, just to sit around and have a conversation and but I don't know, does your group, and I don't want to spend a whole bunch of time on this, does your group tend to shy away from possible hot topics, politics, religion?
No.
Okay.
The conservatives in that group, comfortable speaking about anything. The liberals in that group, not so much.
Gee, that's a shock. All right, so I asked you a question earlier that I sent you in an email. I said, did the adults fail you guys? Because we're seeing more and more of these adulting classes come up at colleges of all places, right? And they're teaching kids or young people, how to pay taxes, how to develop good habits, how to just do the normal, like you have to pay your electric bill. And do you know what I mean? Things that we were taught as kids growing up that you just did. It was just part of life. What happened? Did we blow it?
I think that you guys did. I mean, I love my parents, but there are some things that now that I have a little bit more worldly view, I have more responsibilities, I'm married, I have a different perspective of the world, I look back and think, I think they could have approached some things differently. A lot of parenting is based on the kid versus based on the parents' values.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you see like the gender situation where the kid will decide the gender or the kid will decide what diapers they will wear. And I'm a little, yes, to some degree on the diapers, right? If they get an irritation, then obviously they're allergic. You shouldn't keep putting them in there. That's when the parent has to step in and say, no, these are not safe. But I don't know. If my kid chose cloth diapers, I don't want to do cloth diapers. That's personal preference.
What about food, though? Even kids growing up, you know, I hear parents say, my child won't eat vegetables. And I look at them thoroughly confused, say, I'm sorry, what? I mean, first of all, just from a health standpoint, your child needs vegetables.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you mean your child won't eat vegetables?
I ate everything. I was very, I think my mom had a pretty easy time with me, except for that I was very opinionated, and I let her know.
I can't imagine.
But for the most part, you know, I wanted to be seen like the good kid in their eyes, successful and amicable, so to speak. My sister, on the other hand, she was the one that got stuck at the dinner table because she wouldn't eat her vegetables or whatever it was, onions, mushrooms. I think she ate broccoli. There was things she wouldn't eat even if it had like one sliver of onion in it.
Yeah.
And it was an argument, but she was supposed to sit there until it was done. But you know what? We see in movies that the kid sits there and then eventually eats it. But my sister never ate it. She's stubborn.
Oh.
So that's kind of an interesting thing too. It's like, at what point do you say, all right, don't eat, you're going to bed without dinner? Like, then we get into that, are they going to claim child abuse or something crazy like that? Because kids are growing and they're not going to know how to behave in public or out in the adult world unless you coach and guide them through it.
I did not think it was cute when somebody else's child ran up to my table in a restaurant and did the whole, right? I look at the parents and go, really? Anyway, Chelsea, always fun when you're on. Can people, do you write somewhere on Facebook where they can find you?
Yes, I'm prepared this time. So Instagram and Facebook at Chelsea Rose Orzechowski and Twitter at Mrs. Orzechowski.
There you go. We'll have to put links up for that one.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, you should be like a rock star, dude. Chelsea O. Joe Messina, your host. We're going to talk. I'm going to train you on impeachment in the next hour. We'll be back in a little bit.